Fog enveloped parts of western Alaska most of Wednesday, which was enough to keep flights grounded and mushing fans from the Kobuk 440 start banquet. But Kotzebue's local radio station KOTZ broadcasted the event live. Kotzebue local Harriet Snyder gave the blessing before mushers and race officials dove into platefuls of sheefish in the high school cafeteria. Local musher Louis Nelson will marshal this year's race.
One thing we have to remember is once you get into the villages are really excited to see all the mushers. So we have to act as a very outstanding sportsmanship and show that to the people, and they would love you more.
Nelson dedicated the race to Elder Clarence Jackson of Norvik, who passed away last fall.
Clarence has been a really good friend of mine for years, and every time I come through Norvik, he's always there to welcome me into his village, and we'd have something to eat and talk about old times. And this year we'll miss him, but this race is dedicated to Mr. Clarence Jackson.
15 mushers will start the last major competitive sled dog race of the season. Danish native Mille Porselt is one of only 3 women who will compete this weekend. She doesn't race often, but she told a small crowd she was delighted to have an opportunity this year.
It's really, really special to be out here in Kotzebue. I've looked so much forward to come and run this race, and can't thank enough to the race organization and all the volunteers, everybody here in Kotzebue for the wonderful hospitality and wonderful food, and really looking forward to going up the trail and meeting all the beautiful community.
3 mushers who finished in the Iditarod's top 10 plan to drive teams in the Kobuk 440, including Nicholas Petit.
It's really nice to come to little races like this, or big race actually, where you feel so welcome everywhere. I've been to races where we feel like criminals, and so it's really nice that everybody's all nice and welcome, and so thank you.
Petit will be the last musher to leave the start chute. Kotzebue's own John Baker will also leave near the back of the pack after pulling bib number 14. But with a considerable amount of enthusiasm, he told the crowd he had no plans to remain at the back for long.
I don't know what number I am, but I'll go sometime. But I'm going to come back quick.
Dog teams will leave the start line on the sea ice midday Thursday. They'll pass through 6 western Alaskan villages. The first team is expected across the finish line sometime Saturday. Whoever it is will claim a large portion of a prize purse that's estimated at $50,000 this year. For KNOM, I'm Emily Schwing in Nome.